Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Jodi Kantor and Megan Toohey. Sophie, I have to tell you, I thought I knew the Weinstein story, but this book made me realize I had no idea what actually went into breaking it.
Right, and hi everyone. So is the inside account of how those reporters cracked the case that launched hashtag MeToo. And Sam, you're so right, it's not a simple takedown. It's this grueling, terrifying look at the mechanics of silence.
Exactly. The book opens by showing how many people had tried before. Rumors have been around for decades, but every attempt fell apart because of NDAs, legal threats, and just fear.
And that's the first big takeaway. The non-disclosure agreements weren't just about keeping quiet. They were weapons. They isolated each woman, made her feel alone in her shame.
Yeah. There's this one woman, Zelda Perkins, who was one of Weinstein's earliest victims. Her NDA was so extreme, she couldn't even talk to a therapist about it. For years.
And when the reporters found her, she was terrified. But she eventually broke the agreement, knowing she could be sued into bankruptcy. That took insane courage.
Honestly, the whole book is a masterclass in reporting. They had to build trust with every single source. They'd call and call, and sometimes women would agree to talk, then recant. It's exhausting just to read.
Right.
And they had to be legally bulletproof. They worked with lawyers to make sure every word could be defended. There's this tension near the end where Weinstein's lawyers are threatening to sue the Vermillions.
I love the part about how they used public records and subpoenas to find documents that backed up the stories. It's not glamorous work, but that's how you nail a predator.
And the women themselves, they're not just victims. They're complex. Rose McGowan is this volatile, angry figure, and Ashley Judd is calm and deliberate. The reporters had to meet each where they were.
Yeah, Judd had been haunted for years by that hotel room meeting. She never called it an assault publicly until then. The reporters listened without pushing.
That's the key. They didn't go in with a checklist. They built relationships. And the lawyers for the women, like Deborah Katz and Beth Fagan, were guardians more than litigators.
The book also doesn't shy away from the aftermath. The hashtag MeToo movement exploded, but it wasn't perfect. Women of color and low-wage workers often got left behind.
Right.
And the reporters are honest about their own doubts. They wondered if they were doing more harm than good by exposing their sources to public scrutiny.
There's this brutal section about Christine Blasey Ford and the Kavanaugh hearings. The book doesn't pretend the fight is over. Weinstein's conviction was later overturned on a technicality.
But here's what gets me, the title. For so long, it was all about what he said. This shifts the focus to the women, to their truth. It's a reclaiming of the narrative.
Honestly, the part that got me was the women who chose not to speak. The book treats them with respect. Silence isn't always weakness. Sometimes it's survival.
Exactly.
And the reporters understood that. They never pressured anyone. They just said, "We're here when you're ready." That's real journalism.
So my one takeaway? This book made me realize that breaking a story like this isn't about a single heroic moment. It's about 1,000 small, painstaking steps, each one requiring courage from someone.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well put, is ultimately a story about the power of collective action, that when women come together and journalists do their job, the world can change.
And that's the heart of it. We'll see you in the next one.